Tommy, we start us off with the word of prayer real quick.
Let's pray. Almighty God and Holy Father, as we gather to do the business of the church, we pray that we will be so out of pure conscience and look to seek to do your will always and put your will first. Help us always to, even when we don't agree, to look to one another's needs and put each other first. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
We'll start off with the old business from last month. I appreciate Stan jumping in for me last month. I was unable to be here. First note of business was Jerry Burns, taking Jerry Burns off the account. I assume since I wasn't called, that hasn't been done yet, because I think we all have to get together to do that. But I'll check with Josh when he comes in. So I'm sure that still has to be done.
I asked that question last meeting, and I was told it had already been done.
Okay, it may have. Like I said, I'll check with Josh when he comes in, because I know that was one of the reasons we switched to this bank, is because they didn't have the same rules. So that may be done, but I will verify that.
Okay.
Next one was Dick, you mentioned you were interested in a personal work class. Stan, you offered to get some material for that?
After the first year, after the holidays are over in January, I'm probably going to have a monthly class in my home, and I'll let everyone know about that. So those who want to come, we can do some of the things that they want to talk about, some of the practical aspects of it. So we'll try to do that. We'll probably be on a Sunday evening, but we can talk to some what the best time is.
Okay. Anybody have anything to add to that? Or? All right, move on. It's also mentioned Benelevin help in the Philippines after they suffered that earthquake out there. We already agreed to do that. We had that special meeting.
Thousands have been sent, and I wanted to commend the brethren because individuals sent another 1,800. So a total of $2,810 were sent to the Philippines, and that. When they're buying sardines and rice at Philippine prices, that fed, and noodles, they fed a lot of people that way. And maybe got some other parts and other things like that too.
Like, I know. Like I said, we called a separate meeting the Sunday following and agreed to do that and sent it out. So that's great.
Yeah, along that line, that's going to go on for months and months. And bring them back in. And in fact, they still have tremors. It's not going to go to the future.
Definitely something we can bring up again as need. If need is it's needed. That's all I have for old business. I apologize. I wasn't here last month, so I didn't know we rescheduled the meeting until late. I wasn't able to put in any for requests of new business until late. So, does anybody have any new business that needs to be brought up this afternoon?
Well, I guess it'd be more or less well to what it would be, but the comment I made had nothing to do with the church, but I mentioned on there about if we sell the building, and I just want to make sure that nobody thought that I was advocating that we would sell the building to some denomination that teaches there. Whenever you could, God is not the temple of the temple of God is not the temple of idols or demons and that. So I just want to make that clear. Because the way I said selling the building, I shouldn't probably use the word property.
Josh, just to verify, Jerry was taken off the bank account?
No, he hasn't been.
Okay.
Because we got to get together to do
that's
that.
What I thought.
Just the formality. He doesn't have, he turned in his debit card and it's been torn on and all that stuff. So.
Yeah, I don't think there's any rush in doing that. But we
just need to get together at some point.
But we will get that done.
Okay. We made the decision there wasn't a need to replace him, though. That's an important decision.
Any other new business that needs to be...
Jim, just real quick, I mentioned the preaching list. Of course, it's up to sign up for the new year. Just one suggestion I had, and I'd be willing to do this if y'all don't mind, was for the Sunday, second Sunday of the month, the sermon, like what I did this morning, is for that one to kind of get it planned out in advance so that we have it filled, at least those 12. and have somebody kind of maybe asking around, so it's, you know, students kind of waiting for somebody to sign up just for that second Sunday morning sermon, for the 10-minute one on the fourth Sunday for the singing, and on the Wednesday night talks, you know, kind of sign up as something comes to you and as you're able to, but that way maybe have a little bit more of an organization for that second Sunday.
Does anybody have any objections to trying to get that filled out as early as possible?
And to that, since nobody has any objections, is there anybody that would be willing to do it in January? So at least get January, and then I'll be asking around and just kind of seeing.
Do we have any volunteers for the first fourth Sunday in January?
I'll do the fourth. Start with the 10-minute one.
That's what you're asking, right? The 10-minute one?
Or, I'm talking about the
second
the sermon, the second.
The second sermon.
It's only 10 minutes, Josh.
Yeah. Nobody
wants to hear me talking.
We don't have to have a volunteer right now.
If you do, let me know. But I'll be asking around. That way we can, and maybe I'll do the first one. But all right, I'll put a timing for the first one, and then if you had a preference, come to me, and I'll be asking in my email and just, you know, get that filled out.
Any other? Stan?
Mine's quick.
Okay. Dick, go ahead, Dick.
Of course, what I was making up about is the old business, which the ongoing thing about the properties, you know, and we've talked about it now and then, and really not much to bring it up to date as far as any offers or anything like that. But it was 7 months ago, whatever it was, when we had Jerry was going to check a builder, see if they'd buy the back part there, you know, so he never did get back to him, but we were working together, so I called the developer, and that was Lee Nickel, and found out that was the same person that Jerry was trying to get him to, but Jerry called him, and he never answered his voicemails and all that, never got with him. And of course, when I called him, and I found out it was Jerry's the one that, I didn't know who Jerry had called, and so I got to talk to him, and said, well, if I don't answer my phone, we call back, my voicemail is set up, you know. And so he did get back to me finally, and I said, before, as soon as I hang up, I'm going to call my engineer and have him check out that back part, you know. I think it's on a Thursday or Friday, but the Monday, of course, that was a few weeks ago, not too many weeks ago, three or four or whatever. But anyway, I never heard from him, called him, and then I got a call from a real estate agent. And said that Lee Nichols turned and says, I understand you want to sell the property. So that tells us that he wasn't interested in that back part. In fact, it's not really that feasible to sell the back part for developing the houses back there. But as we've talked about it, we have four scenarios, and of course the one in the back part, and that's a little over probably an acre or more. In other words, we'd have to have a ingress from entrance from the to get back to that back part if they did build houses, you know, on this side of the on the east side of the building. And so that's probably not very feasible to sell the movie like to, but be interested. Then of course we got the Martin Salem, the whole 3 acres, well, 2.9 acres, and we got really what an offer, but a proposal that Josh and I were working with was come up as we know was offered $900,000. And I know it was myself and others related, you know. And of course, we'd have to relocate then. and $9,000, you know. But after checking into it, $900,000 probably wouldn't be able to buy another piece of property and build a building. There's a lot more to that, you know. And so then the one of the third possibilities I think we talked about is that we would sell 2 acres, and then we would they'd take care of the tear the building down and all that, but we'd keep an acre for ourselves to have a builder build the building, be part of the deal. We sell it, we could build a building for us on the west side there, and that. And then the fourth one is we do nothing. So in other words, we had called up about, we had come up about when this first started that we wanted to not keep the building because of the upkeep and all that. So we had to figure out what our financial obligation and what it would be in the future. And I do have the one that Josh and I was working with, that when they come up the $900,000 there, that she's got other builders, but they never could meet that late in the afternoon when Josh gets out as well. Although we need, he just want to come and see the property, I'll meet him down here. But that was just about right after our Gulfsville meeting there and all that. So I didn't hear from her last week, so still I'll call her this week and see, get her to get on there and get the other builders and look into it.
All right, so, well, you and Josh keep working on that and keep us updated. And
right,
we'll
but keep that's... But we need to think about that, about the expenses about staying here, if it's we're able to do that, if it deteriorated that much, or some said they were, we are, and some said we're okay.
We don't think we have much choice than to stay here.
Can I just kind of, as far as couching this in terms, because I don't want anyone to be uneasy when these kinds of things are brought up. The whole idea was, if we could get a better situation, like get rid of this property and get a different, it would be satisfactory to everybody, then great. If it's not going to help us at all, then we're gonna knock it down. And we don't really have to worry too much about it until we find out whether that's a workable possibility. So that's what we're doing, is just see, is that a workable possibility? If we could have a brand new building down the road or in a better location that's accessible to all and everybody's happy with, that's less... you know, less problematic as far as upkeep and maybe a little bit smaller because we're not as big as we once were, then that could be a positive thing and help us to grow. But if that's not, there's nothing wrong with this building. I mean, we're not trying to do anything unless it's something that's beneficial.
Right, we're not in desperate need.
So we don't have to, I don't want anybody to be worried or thinking what's going on or something's going on, because there's not. It's just trying to get some information about the value of this land to try to see if we could find the value of other land in conjunction with a newly built building, and whether there be any locations, and then say, what do y'all think?
Right.
But if there's no one pushing an agenda here in that regard, I just want to make sure that's clear. Because it keeps being brought up each month, and, like, we need to get something done, or just wait until we get something where we really know for sure that we can either make a decision.
Right. Yeah, we're far from it. So what was your point?
So my question was, it's a very simple one. We finished the teacher's workroom. It's done, but we built some shelves in there using wire parts from Lowe's that turns out are not strong enough for the purpose. I think that it can be fixed simply by backing it with some wood and doing a couple other things, get some more braces. But someone who knows carpentry and who would be willing to look at it and fix it, that would be appreciated, because I told the ladies that I would get right on it. And I, number one, I really don't want to do it. Number two, I don't know that I would do a very good job of it.
I'll take care of it. Yeah, I mean, me or Josh can look at it.
Okay, I'll look at it. Okay. I'll say what I was thinking, but I probably shouldn't.
Backer boards and things to be able to.
Yeah, I probably got enough scrap lumber in my garage.
There's a lot of strain on the plastic parts. We may need to get some new plastic parts and do some other things to back that up.
We'll talk. We'll look at it. We'll talk. Me and Josh.
No, not drywall. Everything is in studs. That's the way I do it. But because I had to do it in studs, I had to do it off balance. And by the way, in that regard, just so that y'all will know, the parts are at Lowe's, and there's probably going to need to be two or three more braces bought. Brace it in more spots and get those in there.
We could take care of that. Anybody else have any other?
If she gets mad because
everybody heard me.
You and Jim.
Anybody else have any other new business that needs to be discussed at this time? If not, Josh, would you do a closing prayer for us? Oh, you got something else to say?
Yeah, I mean, you all are talking, but anyway, that covert meeting here on this Sunday, and then next Sunday for the business meeting to try it out. Then I guess we're going to try again of Wednesday night, meet at 7 or something like that. But I was thinking about that, about how when this. You know, when changes are made, that there's unintended consequences on that, some good, some maybe not so good, or indifference. And when this congregation was started in February of 1959, they met at 6 p.m. for years and years and years and years, you know. And there's no problem with it, but now it seems to be a problem that for having a business meeting just one Sunday a month to meet at Sunday evening 6 o'clock or whatever, you know, and now it's a problem. People be able to make it at 6 o'clock for a long, long time, but we all have been coming here at 6 o'clock and everything. So anyway, that's something to think about. And I'll bring it up again when we get to, when we see about this. I'm trying to make a decision.
I don't think it's a problem. I just think from a logistics standpoint, it doesn't make any sense to drive all the way back up here for an hour. When people live more than an hour from the building, whereas like back in the past, somebody might have gone, stayed around town to come back to evening services. That's all. That's my just thoughts on it. Not anything wrong or right what you're saying. I'm just...
Yeah, like Dennis, he'd drive an hour, stay here for an hour, and drive an hour back. that's a lot of driving for an hour meeting.
Before we dismiss, we need a new chair for the next 3 months.
But we've been doing that for years and years.
We're not coming up here for an hour. I'm coming up here for services, different than coming up here for an hour meeting.
Yeah, then you don't have to worry about your wives and kids and stuff and everything. And that, I mean, about having their way out there and
I think you're in the minority in that one.
Well, I know that. I mean, I can meet any time, except the 8 o'clock in the morning, which nobody wanted anyway. And the Wednesday night, the only problem I have with it is because of the 25 minutes. But that's a problem with some. The 7 o'clock is a problem with some, you know, and I can understand that. But I'll bring it up again.
And somebody else, something over here? Do we have any volunteers to chair the meeting for the next quarter? Anybody? Anybody? Any volunteers? Anybody? Going once?
Come on, guys. Somebody. I'll chair the next
quarter. All right. I know we guilt Josh into the back there. All right. So Josh Grogans will get to chair the meeting for the next quarter. With that, Josh Cox, will you close with the quarter?
Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you once again. We are so thankful for this Lord's Day, the many blessings that you have given to us. And we're thankful for the ability to be here this morning to worship you and to to sing songs to you and to be here with fellow Christians. We pray that everything that was done in accordance with your will. And we pray that the decisions in this meeting were done to further your kingdom and what's best for this congregation. We ask that you continue to be with us as we make those decisions. Give us wisdom in that and help us to do all things that are pleasing to you. We're so thankful for your Son and his sacrifice for our sins. We ask that you would forgive us of those as we repent of them, and that you would guard, guide, and keep us. And we ask all these things in your Son's name. Amen.
Amen.